实啊受的逼迫。
And we find that he was in this situation now where he wanted to vindicate the message of the gospel.
所以我们看见他现在啊在这个地步是为着啊护卫这个福音传福音的啊职权。
We will wait for our brothers up there as we got a lot of teething problems, I think, with our.
我们上面的好像呢、AV 有点问题。
And we will get there. But what happens is this.
Did it work?
I can't move it on now.
但这个控油控不工作。
Anyway, there, it's good because we're practicing for next Saturday night.
我们说还好，用这个机会来啊。
And,
来啊。
There you are.
啊，预别一下。Oh, sorry.
Where you going now?
Okay.
Okay.No, that's good enough for us. So, there we have the apostle. And he's using, I have the right, but I have not used any of these rights.
所以保罗在这里说，他虽然有这权柄，但是他却从来没有用过。
He said, I'd rather die than anyone deprive me of the joy and freedom of announcing the good news.
他说因为我宁可死也不叫人夺去我传福音的喜乐和自由。
Is that your attitude?
这是不是也是你的、心态呢?
Would you rather die than shut up?
你会不会是宁愿死而不闭口不言呢?
You can't help, you just bubble over with the message of the Lord's love.
但是你说我是就是死都宁愿开声讲出主福音。
You see, we want to, we have such a value and such a treasure within us.
因为在我们里面有这么极重的啊宝藏存在我们的心中。
And we can't help but tell.
而我们是忍不住的又宣告出去。
Even if we just tell one sentence.
或者我们只能向人传一句的福音。
It is a way of expressing your love for your Lord.
但是这样你也是向人显明你对主的爱。
Christians never grow unless they open their mouth.
你知道基督徒很难成长除非你学会怎么样的开口传福音。
We had the beautiful song, I love to tell the story.
我们刚才唱的诗歌我喜欢传扬主的福音。
And it said, the more I tell it, the more I understand it.
而里面的诗歌又说我越讲自己越明白。
Is that your experience?
这是不是你自己亲身的经历呢?
That's my experience.
因为这是我自己亲身的经历。
I got, as when I got converted,
当我蒙恩得救之后,
I just began to tell what had happened.
我就开始跟人讲发生在我身上的事。
And that helped me understand it.
而因为这样做就使我更明白福音的真理。
And that brought assurance and more peace to my heart.
也使到对福音更加的有把握更加的有平安。
Because that's how the Holy Spirit works in our life.
因为圣灵是这样在我们的生命中工作的。
So let's look at this because in our passage we read, five times it uses that word,preach, or as our reading had one word was proclaim.
所以在我们刚才所读的这一段圣经里面，传福音这个词出现了五次。
So, in effect, we are all proclaimers.
所以怎么说呢？我们每一个人都是传福音的人。
We have to announce.
我们必须去宣扬。
And of course,What it's referring, what are we announcing?
所以让我们所传扬宣告的是什么内容呢?
Are we announcing bad news?
我们是不是把坏消息带给人呢?
I didn't hear anyone say no.
我没有听见人家不。
Are we announcing bad news?
我们是不是在告诉别人坏消息呢?
What news are we announcing?
那我们告诉人家的是什么消息呢?
It's good news.
是好消息。
Now remember, it's news.
因为这是一个消息。
That means something was done, and now I am reporting it.
因为这是一个消息，是已经事情发生了之后，这个消息才被你听到，才告诉你。
Preaching the gospel is not telling people what they've got to do to earn God's love.
传扬福音不是要告诉别人他们又做什么才能够得到神的爱。
Preaching the gospel is telling what Christ has done.
传扬这福音乃是告诉他们基督已经为他们做成的事。
And then at the conclusion of the message is believe.
而在这信息的末了就是叫他们要相信。
All of us are announcers.
所以我们每一个人都是传扬福音的人。
Now, we know there may be some special announcers.
我们知道有一些是特别会传福音的人。
Or special proclaimers.
他们或是特别会传扬福音的人。
Paul the Apostle, of course, was a special.
我们看见使徒保罗他是一个特别会传福音的人。
And there are many people who are special proclaimers.
而我们看见历史中也有许多很特别的传道人。
But every Christian is a proclaimer.
但是每一个基督徒都是一个传福音的人。
We are just general proclaimers.
我们是虽然我们都是一般的传福音的人。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes on us, we are to be witnesses.
因为当圣灵降临在我们身上的时候，我们就又成为耶稣的见证人。
So every one of us has a message.
所以我们每一个人都有消息可告诉别人。
Every one of us have a treasure.To share with others.
在我们心中都有宝贵的信息要跟别人分享。
Every one of us has this great wealth within us.
你知不知道我们心中有这极贵的宝藏呢？
We have food to give others.
我们里面有食物可以供给别人。
So that's our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
So as we are coming to this time of church outreach,
当我们接近我们这个教会性的传福音聚会
Then we want to be able to share with others.
我们愿意跟更多人来分享
So here we are understanding that there is something that is irresistible.
所以我们看见我们这传所传的福音是不可抗拒的
So here the apostle in that reading verse 16 said,If I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting.
在十六节，保罗说：“我传福音原没有可夸的。”
But he said necessity is laid upon me.
但是却是应该的。
What was the necessity that was laid upon him?
那么在保罗身上，他说我是不得已的，是指什么呢？
Did someone twist his arm and make him?
是有人家逼迫他强迫他去传福音吗
People put a sword in his back and make him?
是人拿着一把剑指着他的背、逼迫他去传福音吗
what was his necessity?
那他这里讲到他不得已又传福音的是什么呢
Let me ask you a question
那让我问你一个问题
What's your necessity?
你有没有不得已的地方
What's your necessity to share Christ with another?
你有没有不得已传福音的地方
Is it because you are frightened God will be angry with you?
你不得不传音是因为你害怕神吗怕神会惩罚你不传福音惩罚你吗
Or maybe you're frightened that God won't bless you if I don't speak.
或者你说我若不传福音又怕神不祝福我
If they are the reasons, you've got it wrong.
如果这些是你传福音的原因，那么你完全错误了。
The necessity of what that man was talking about is that he was in love.
保罗这里说到他不得已传福音，那是因为神的爱。
He had fallen in love with the Lord Jesus.
因为他实在是被基督的爱所感动了。
Have you ever fallen in love?
你有没有也坠入爱中呢
Did you get married?
你是不是已经结婚了呢
Did you tell anyone about your spouse?
或者你有没有告诉别人谁是你的另一半呢
Well, I'm sure you did.
你肯定会告诉他。
And you sent out invitations to everyone. Come, come.
你会写了很多的邀请函请人来参加。
But when we're in love, it's spontaneous.
因为当我们在爱里面的时候我们所做的一切都很自然的
We don't even need someone to prod me
根本不需要人家在旁边推我们。
You know, that's why we're coming to the Lord's table.
而这是为什么我们来到主的桌子。
We are here to express our love.
因为我们来这里就把我们的爱向主表明。
We see what the Lord has done for us.
我们看见主为我们做了这么多。
We see He's poured out blood for us.
他流血也是为我们流出来的。
These things should capture our very heart.
而这一切的事应该深深地抓住我们的心。
This should be the very desire and motive to express Christ to others.
而这是真正的感动着我们，又去向人家传讲耶稣。
Remember, the necessity is love.
让我们知道我们不得已的地方就是因着基督的爱激励我们。
We love him because he first loved us.
我们爱他因为他先爱了我们。
And that will change our attitude to other people.
因为这爱会改变我们对别人的态度。
You know, some people say, Oh, I can't stand her.
你常常遇见有些人说我实在受不了这个人。
Oh, that person always upsets me.
这个人我常常使我生气。
Have you know your problem?
你知道你的问题在哪里吗？
Preach the gospel to yourself.
你应该把福音传给自己。
The heart is not changed.
因为你的心还没有改变。
The love of Christ is not filling and overflowing.
因为基督的爱没有充满你的心，满溢的流出来。
Remember, it's meeting with the Lord that radically changes our attitude to other people.
因为乃是当我们遇见主之后，被主的爱感动，我们对别人的态度也会改变。
Because I can't go around saying, don't do that, don't say that, don't be that like that. That's only the will.
我们不能够到处跟人家这个不可以做，那个不可以说，你不可以这样的行为，因为这些都只是我们的意志在那里工作。
But remember what the Lord Jesus has done for you.
但是我们应该思想的是基督为我们做成了什么。
That's why we sing that song, I love to tell the story.
这是为什么我们唱那一首诗歌，我爱传扬主的福音。
Tell it to yourself.
把福音传给你自己。
It's what will change your heart.
这福音会改变你的心。
Alright, so what happens now? Here, because Paul was being now accused,of not of only using the gospel for his own ends.
因为有人控告保罗，他说他传福音那是为了自己得益处。
And so some of these verses are not quite clear, so I just paraphrase that verse 17.
所以圣经里面几节的英文里面讲的不是很清楚，所以他就略略的把它重新翻译了一下。
So he said, the only reward I have for my willing work.Was to make the gospel free of expense.
他说：“我甘心做这事的赏赐，就是救人不花钱得福音。”
He had the right to live off the gospel, but he didn't use it.
他有这个权柄可以靠福音养生，但他却不愿意这样行。
And he says, "I'm trusted with a stewardship, and I'll go on with my task."
他说我甘心做这事，因为责任已经托付我了。
So this was his great desire.
因为这是他心中所有的所有的。
Whether he had money or no money.
无论他能够得着金钱或是没有金钱。
Nothing could shut his mouth.
这些原因都不能够使他闭口不言。
So this is what his great desire was.
而这是他心中所渴慕的。
So, when we think of it, and when we consider what is the necessity we have,
所以当我们看见我们自己所已经拥有的是什么
，is the irresistible grace of God working in our lives?
那是神不肯抗拒的恩典在我们生命中的工作。
That I can announce the gospel to others.
我们能够将福音传扬给别人。
So we move on because I have now this other one. He calls it the stewardship of the proclaimer.
而现在我们看见的 乃是这传福音者的仆人的样式。
Because the real irresistible passion must be there as our foundation.
因为我们这里面不可抗拒的热情，应该是我们传福音的根基。
I remember many years ago, it was in the early 70s.
我记得很多年前，就在70年代的时候。
I met an old Chinese lady.
我那个时候遇到了一个老的中国妇人。
She had been the principal of a school in Singapore.
她已经在新加坡那里做校长许多年。
And there were anti-Christian demonstrations.
那个时候他经历了一次反基督教的游行。
And because of her stand for Christ, they came, a gang came and threw acid in her face.
因为他站起来为基督做见证，结果就有一帮黑社会的人用硫酸毁了他的脸。
Her face was quite marred.
所以他整个脸都毁容了。
Her son had come to Australia, they're living in Matraville.
他儿子也到澳洲来，所以他现在跟儿子住在一起。
And yet, no matter what happened to her, you couldn't keep her mouth closed.
但是虽然他经历了这样的伤害，但是他的口还是不会闭起来。
She just had to tell and speak of her Lord.
他觉得是忍不住，总要向人传扬他的主。
May we be like that.
愿我们也有这样的心智。
Now, let's move on here.If we're going to proclaim, we need to have the attitude of a servant.
我们若又作为一个传福音的人，我们必须有一个仆人的心智。
It's very hard for us.
因为对我们来讲是很困难的。
Because we all think we got rights.
因为我们现在知道人人都有人权。
And we like to be a little bit superior and speak down to people.
常常我们想要觉得自己比别人高一点看低别人。
And we tell them what they've got to do.
所以好像有权柄在这里来告诉别人该去怎么做。
So、you're a sinner and you've got to repent.
好像跟人家说你是一罪人，你要悔改。
See, I know that and I'm telling you that.
因为我知道了，所以我告诉你。
But that's not a servant.
但是这不是一个仆人的样式。
So, what we need is this, and Paul is the best demonstrator for it.
我们看见保罗他自己是一个非常好的榜样。
Because don't forget, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisee.
因为保罗曾经是法利赛人中的模范。
To go near a person who was not a Jew was something unthinkable.
对他来讲接近一个不是犹太人的外邦人是不可想象的事情。
And he had to wash his hands and wash his clothes.
好像碰到了外邦人，他就洗手洗衣服，清洁自己。
So he could remove the very stain of the presence of a non-Jew.
借着这样的行为，又把这些外邦人的影响给除去。
But you see, when the Lord Jesus met him, he says, "I'm free from all that."
但是当主基督得着他了之后，他说我从那一切的遗传捆绑中释放了。
We don't realize how many cultural chains we still wear in life.
我们常常可能不自觉的在我们的传统当中有许多还是捆绑着我们。
And that hinders our witness.
因此这些的传统的捆绑拦阻着我们向别人传福音。
And so,Paul said, I've made myself a servant to all that I might win more.
所以保罗这里说，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，唯有多得人。
That is a challenge to my own heart.
这对我也是一个极大的挑战。
Because I haven't.
因为我做不到。
I wish I could say.
我多么盼望我也能够这么说自己。
But I will hold it up as my aim.
但是自我把它变成我的目标，我的标准。
And say, I desire, Lord, that I might become a servant of all.
所以我能够说主，我也追求能够成为众人的仆人。
And that was his longing.
这是保罗心中所渴慕的。
What about you?
那你呢？
Will you take up the challenge?
你愿意接受是一个挑战。
Will you ask God for the grace to do it?
你愿意求神给你恩典，能够做众人的仆人吗？
It's not easy.
因为是不容易的事情。
Because there's areas in our life where we want to show off.
因为在我们的心里面，总是有一些地方我们想要表达自己。
But if we are to be effectual proclaimers, we need to be servants of all.
但我们若要做一个真正传福音的人
Now,
我们要学习做众人的仆人
Paul says to the Jews he became a Jew
所以保罗说像犹太人我就做犹太人
So he knew culturally how Jews think, behave and act
因为他懂得犹太人的文化所以他能够理解他们
So he was able to reach them
他因为这样就能够更好的跟他们接触。
Do we understand?
我们明白吗?
He is seeking to gain them or win them to Christ.
因他有一个目的是要得着他们归向基督。
Not just to get them to a meeting.
他的目的不只是要将他们带到一个聚会里。
But causing them to see the great love of the Lord Jesus for them.
那就使他们看见基督对他们有何等大的爱。
And here, he says to those outside the law, the other races, he wanted also to become like them.
所以他又讲到那些没有律法的人他就是其他的民族外邦人他也能够像他们一样。
How are we doing with our service?
那我们在我们的这个服事当中我们做得怎么样呢?
And then he speaks of the weak.
之后他讲像软弱的人。
Because marginalized, weak people, he said to them, I became weak.
因为这些软弱的人常常都被人边缘化了。所以他说像这样的人我也成为软弱的人。
He didn't become their master and tell them what to do.
他不是像他们的主人一样来吩咐他们做什么。
But he desired to reach even the weak.
他乃是愿意也能够接触到这些软弱的人。
How are we doing with that one?
那我们自己呢我们有没有向这些软弱的人传福音呢
maybe weak in body, weak in mind.
有些是身体上的软弱，有些是思想上的软弱。
Not ask God for the grace.
你若是不能，要求神给你恩典。
Not all of us have the same measure.
因为不是我们不是每个人都有这样的恩赐。
But as a community, a church, we're able to reach them.
但是作为我们这里的教会，我们应该能够向这些软弱的人传福音。
And this is the wonderful one. I become all things to all people.That I, by all means, I might save some.
而这是很特别奇妙的一句话，说像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
What he means by that is, I can stumble some.
保罗在这里说的，说有时候我们会使人跌倒。
I can become a problem to people coming to Christ.
我们自己也有可能拦阻别人来到耶稣这里来。
If I do not become all things to those people,
我若不能够像他们那样的人。
I remember a man called William Burns.
我记得有一个叫Burn William 的人。
Do you ever remember him?
你们有听过 Burn William 这个人吗?
I don't think you will.In the
1850s,
he was a Scottish man, a missionary to China.
他是在1850年是一个宣道人到那个中国去的。
And to reach, I think he's in Sotau. Is it Sotau? Yeah.
And 他是到山头那个地方。
And what happened was he put on the Chinese garment, the big sleeves, you know.
所以他去了那里就像那个像活人一样的装扮穿了这个长袍
he grew the hair
外挂
long at the back
之后他也把他头发留长编了一条辫子
and he put the little cap on
跟他们一样戴个圆帽在上面
that he might win those people to Christ
因为他说我又跟他们一样我又救这样的人
and he it was his influence to what's the other missionary? Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor adopted that same manner as Burns.
是他这样的做法，结果就启发了戴德森的时候也跟着他一样的，都像那个华人的文化，
and they were
融入华人的文化。
And they were able to reach many, many.
因此这样，他们能够接触到许许多多的人。
So it is for us and a challenge to us to become all things to all men. It's not compromise.
所以对我们也是一个极大的挑战，要像什么人就做什么样的人。
But we do need to be flexible.
不是说我们要变成跟他们一样，那是我们必须灵活的。
That we might be able to take away all stumbling blocks and reach them for Christ.
因为我们只有一个目的，就把任何中间阻隔我们向他们传福音的都挪去。
And so that's why the apostle said, for the sake of the gospel, he refuses payment in money that he may make greater gain in souls.
所以保罗就说，为了得着更多的灵魂，他拒绝了接受任何的钱财。Right.
Let's do this one. I call it endurance of the proclaimer.
这第四点讲到传福音者的恒久忍耐。
It's quite simple. I think we all saw it in our reading. There was the metaphor, Paul breaks into the metaphor of the athlete.
我们在刚才所读的经文里面，我们看见保罗引用了这个赛跑的人的这个比喻。
Why do you think he uses this an allegory or this metaphor to explain the winning of souls?
那你们有没有思想过保罗为什么又用一个人参加比赛的运动员的这个作为模样来跟我们讲到传福音的事情呢？
He uses then the next one is a boxer.
然后第二个，那是讲到一个打拳击的人。
What's a boxer got to do with winning souls?
那么一个打拳击的人跟得灵魂、救灵魂有什么关系呢？
And then he speaks of the attitude toward an athlete's attitude.
之后他又讲到一个运动员的态度，该有的态度。
We call it psychological, isn't it?
我们知道很多时候运动员他们的思想是必须很有那个调整的。
It's because we know that athlete not only has to train his body, he has to train his mind.
因为我们知道每个运动员不只是要训练自己的身体，他们还要训练自己的思想。
Well, a runner has the object of finish.
一个赛跑的人，他只有一个目标，就是要跑过这个终点。
He knows his goal, his end, and he's aiming for that.
他看见他的目标，他的方向，他就向着那个方向奔跑。
Not going to turn aside until he reaches it.
而他不会偏向左，偏向右，直到他到达终点，抵达终点。
Every one of us can get very sad.
你知道我们每一个人都会非常的伤心。
And you know, one of the saddest things that can happen to us Christians?
你知道对我们基督徒来讲，其中有一个使我们很伤心的一点是什么呢？
Is when the people we are seeking to win and love turn on us and then they speak against us or about us.
就是当我们因爱一个人向他传福音了之后， 那个人却转过来成为我们的敌人，抵挡我们。
But don't worry.
但你不要因这个忧虑。
Paul uses the metaphor.
保罗用了这样一个比喻。
Keep going.
他说你又努力面前向前奔跑。
不要停下来。 We haven't reached the end yet.
因为我们还没有到终点。
There are many souls to be won yet.
在途中还有许多的灵魂需要被拯救。
Then he uses the metaphor of the boxer.
之后他就用一个打拳击的人。
And he says, I'm not like a person who's hitting the air.
好，我不像一个拳击的人，只是在那里打空气。
I know my opponent.
因为我看见我的对手是谁。
And every power and strength and energy is to knock him down.
所以他所有的目标思想就把那个人打倒。
So you know your enemy.
你也知道你的敌人是谁。
And that's why we must use our strength and power in winning souls to bring down the devil.
所以我们应该用着我们传福音的能力和热情，怎样把这仇敌的作为打倒。
You don't bring down the devil by shouting at him and waving your hands at him.
你不能够在那里借着你的宣告啊，挥你的手打败他。
Jesus Christ defeated him at the cross.
你应该知道了，是基督在十字架上已经打败他了。
Potentially, Satan is a defeated foe.
所以从那一刻，撒旦就是一个失败的人。
Our part is to win souls.
所以我们的目的是要拯救这个灵魂。
And every soul that is saved.
每一个得救的灵魂
God is glorified in that.
神就得着了荣耀
And the devil is defeated.
仇敌就是失败
So we understand what we are doing.
所以我们知道自己是在做什么
We don't just go around without a purpose.
我们不是没有目的的在随便做做
And then he uses the attitude.
最后他又讲到运动员的态度
Every one of us must exercise self-control
因为我们每一个人都必须使用运使节制
Look,
必须有节制
All of us are proclaimers
因为我们每一个人都是传福音的人
Now 2 weeks ago we had some baptisms
两周前我们在这里有一个受浸的聚会
Those people were proclaimers
所以每一个到台上做见证的人他们都是传福音的人
going into the water and coming out.
他们不只是进到水里从水中出来
lots of ways we proclaim.
他们借着这样的行为向人宣告
and everyone looks at us somewhere.
所以我们知道周围的人都在看我们
either in your household
或者在你的家里井里
either in your job
或者在你工作的地方
in your school
或者在你的学校
in your neighborhood
或者在你周围的邻居
You are a proclaimer.
你在那里都是一个宣告福音的人。
By your example, people are looking and judging.
借着你的行为，人都在那里在这样的看着你下一个定论。
So that's why we have to keep under our bodies and bring them down.
这是为什么我们在诸事上都要节制。
As Christians, we have the greater responsibility.
作为一个基督徒，我们有一个极大的责任。
The worldly people who know God, not God, can do what they like, say what they like, go where they like.
在世界上的人，他们不认识人，不惧怕神，他们可以做什么他们自己愿意做的事情。
But we as Christians have to be and set the standard of our Lord Jesus.
但是我们基督徒其实在这里代表着我们的主基督。
How are you doing with that?
你在这方面做得怎么样呢
What is your life like in the home?
你今天在家庭中你在家庭中有留下什么样的榜样呢
How do the children see their parents?
你的孩子是怎么看你的呢
How do the parents see the children?
但是做父母的你们又怎么看自己的孩子呢
Do they see love and warmth?
他们能够孩子能看见父母的爱和温暖吗
Do they see
家庭的温暖吗
Care and concern.
看见他们对他们的关心，对他们的爱护吗
？This is how we proclaim.
这是我们怎样的向人宣告
？Remember, if I can't love the own members in my house, how can I love those that are ungodly?
你如果连自己家里的人你都不能够去爱他们，你又怎么能够有心去爱外面的人呢
？So that's why it's good as spouses.To show love.
所以在家庭中我们跟我们的对象我们该显出我们的爱来。
Here's a challenge.
这里也给你一个挑战。
When was the last time you told your spouse you love him or her?
我想问你你最后一次对你的另一半说我爱你是什么时候
When was the last time you told your children you love them?
或者你向你的孩子说你爱他们是哪一次
When was the last time the children said Oh, Mom and Dad, I'm so glad I just thank you for your care and love as a parent for me.
而作为孩子，你最后一次向父母说感谢，谢谢你这么关心和爱护我，是什么时候呢？
In a big family like this,
而在一个大家庭像教会里面，
we need to show that love one for another.
我们也应该的彼此显出爱来。
If it's lacking in me,
如果在我里面是缺乏的，
somewhere I missed the real message of the gospel.
那么我就忽略了福音中里面很重要的一个点。
So that's why in its endurance.
所以我们看见传福音是必须很久忍耐的。
In June 1969, I was converted to Christ.
在1967年我就蒙恩得救。
So you all know this is 2019.
你们知道现在已经2019年。
So how many years now am I in Christ?
所以我蒙恩得救多少年呢？
Yeah, 50.
50年了。
So I thank God.
我感谢神。
That I still have that opportunity to declare Christ to my neighbors.
今天我还有这样的机会，能够跟我周围的人传扬福音。
So we're bringing our husband and wife to the next Saturday night to the meeting our neighbor.
所以我们也邀请我们的邻居啊，下一周能够啊来参加自己的聚会。
So it is something that is our life and breath now.
因为最做传福音应该是成为我们的生命。
I remember there was a man called John Harper.
我们记得有一个人叫约翰的。
And he was a Scottish preacher. He got converted at 14.
他在14岁的时候在苏格兰那里就蒙恩得救。
And started preaching at 18.
这18岁就开始传扬福音。
And actually, he was invited by D.L. Moody to come to Chicago, and he was on the Titanic ship.
所以他受了在美国那里的穆迪啊，这个传道人邀请要到美国去那里的啊，参加福音的布道，所以他就刚好上到啊这个铁达尼号。
He was only 27 then.
他那个时候刚好27岁。
His wife had died and he had a young girl.
而他的妻子已经去世了，他留下给他是一个小的女儿。
He put the girl in the lifeboat and of course he was one of the ones that perished.
所以他把这个女儿送到了救生艇上，但他自己却在沉船中丧生。
I read the testimony.What those men used to do in their local church.
所以我就读了他们这些人的传记，他们在他们生活的那个本地有什么样的作为。
On Saturday night before the Sunday meeting,
在主日，在星期六晚上的时候，
they used to have a prayer meeting.
还没有到星期天，他们星期六晚上就有一个祷告的聚会。
Those who were concerned and interested for the lost souls around them.
而那些心中过滤着这些没有得救的灵魂。
And they used to weep and weep. The seats were wet with tears.
而他们在那里的祷告，直到这上座椅都湿了。
That's how they looked for souls.
而他们是这样的迫切的为灵魂祷告。
All right.Let's, we'll just move on now and try and gather up a few threads together.
我们最后要来看是怎么样的应用所学的这几点。
So, if we are to be the ones who are having that irresistible passion,
如果我们心中有这样不可抗拒的传福音的热情，
I think here's a good application for us.
那么我们应该有这样的应用。
Read, study, meditate, and pray over the wonder and splendor of the triune God's plan of love for the lost mankind.
我们要花时间去阅读、研究、默想，为着三位一体神对堕落人类奇妙无比的爱的计划而祷告。
If you are careless,And flippant about what Christ has done, you'll never get the understanding.
你若是漠不关心，对人的灵魂漠不关心，那么你从来都不明白基督的爱。
Read the story of the cross.
你应该去读福音书里面对基督钉十字架的记载。
It's four times. in the Gospels.
在四福音书中记载了四次。
How it's Spurgeon that said no man could read the story of the crucifixion and be dry-eyed.
使不真曾说，当人读到基督被钉十字架，是不可能不流泪的。
And so it is good for us.
是对我们是很好。
Any time spent in the Word of God is never a waste.
任何时间你花在读圣经都不是浪费的。
And that's why, as Christians, we say meditate.
所以作为基督徒，我们不只读，我们也有默想。
Because in the Eastern religions, when they like the Buddhists and they meditate, they empty themselves.
我们知道在其他的宗教佛教也好其他的宗教他们是讲到冥想而冥想的时候是忘记自己变成什么都没有
But we Christians fill ourselves with the word of God and fill ourselves with the wonder of our Lord Jesus
但是我们基督徒是默想我们是默想基督我们用基督的爱来充满我们的心
Now secondlyWhen we understand servanthood,
第二点，我们又明白做仆人的样式。
The real thing that's going to change our attitude to others,
真正能够改变我们对别人的态度。
So seek to understand more of God's unconditional love to overcome the social and racial barriers in my heart.
就要寻求了解。更多神无条件的爱克服在我们心中各样社会和种族中的障碍
Because I know in myself there are some racial barriers there are some religious barriers that get me very upset
我知道在我自己的心中也有很多是因为文化不一样而拦阻的拦阻或者宗教不一样的拦阻
So I have to ask the Lord for grace.
我必须求主给我恩典来胜过这一切。
And love them as Jesus loved them.
又像爱他们，像基督爱他们一样。
Because I really can't.
因为靠我们自己实在做不到。
But I know I can do all things through Christ who loves me.
但我知道靠着爱我基督的力量我凡事都可行
And you will be able to do the same
而你也一样能够做到
Now and thirdly if we consider the endurance be diligent vigilant in my spiritual fitness in attending to the means of grace
第三点乃是要积极参加各种蒙神恩典的聚会时时警醒自己灵命的健康
That is, we saw the analogy of the athlete
但是我们刚才看见这个运动员该有的态度
I heard a lady, she was an Olympic she did but she had asthma and that's why her mother took her to the pool to learn to swim
我曾经遇到过是一个参加过奥林匹克游泳的运动员他成为运动员是因为他妈妈知道他有哮喘所以带他去游泳
But even before she became a teenager she apparently was quite good
所以在他还十几岁的时候他游泳已经游得很好
And she
很会游泳
went to the man to be trained
之后就找了一个教练教他怎么样的游水
And he said to her
那个人就告诉他
If you want to be Olympic swimmer
你若是要成为一个能参加奥林匹克的游泳的运动员
You need to train 8 times a week
那么你一周又训练最少八次
You see these people have got a goal
你看这些人他们有定下一个目标
Now, What about us
那我们自己是怎样的呢
yeah, We need to keep up our spiritual fitness
因为我们属灵的健康也是非常重要的。
Means of grace is simply, I need what? Personal devotion and time with my Lord.
而且神恩典的渠道是什么呢？我们必须有自己的时间跟主在一起。
I need public worship as this, the Lord's table. These are ways.
我应该参加这样公开的聚会，主的桌子。
But then I need also personal, small group fellowship.
我也需要有一些小范围的分享的聚会。
And you find as these things in our life, it will be just spontaneous to share Christ with others.
所以你看见在这些不同的环境安排里面都有促使你很自然的跟人家分享基督。
Okay, we better come to my conclusion.
我们现在做一个结束。
Because this is the message.
因为这是传福音的人的信息。
And that's the most important thing.
也是最重要的。
And the Apostle Paul in this same book, Corinthians, wrote those words.
使徒保罗也在哥林多后前书写了这样的话。
All right. He had determined.
他已经定了主意。
Because it was Jesus Christ and Him crucified which radically changed this religious bigot.
因为乃是基督，耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，改变了保罗这个。宗教狂徒。
He knew that Messiah, the Christ, should be a servant and he would be king.
他知道他所信的基督是他的弥赛亚，是他的王。
And from the book of Isaiah, he knew that there must be a suffering servant.
他在以赛亚书知道他的主也是一个受苦的仆人。
But he wanted to kill people who were Christians.
但是那时他却又杀死这些信基督的基督徒
Until he met the Lord Jesus.
直到他自己遇见了主耶稣
And he said, I am Jesus.
他耶稣对他说我是你逼迫的耶稣
I am your king you are looking for.
我就是你在寻找的君王
I am the one who suffered in your place.
我是那一位替你在十字架上受苦的主。
I am the one who was able to take up your sin and anger and hatred and murder and bear all of its judgment.
我就是背负了你所放下的罪，包括杀人、逼迫、残害。
And he said, Lord, what will you have me to do?
保罗就说，主啊。那你愿我做什么呢?
You see what changes people's lives?
你看见是什么改变一个人的生命吗?
It's a view of the cross of Christ.
那是看见十字架上的基督。
He was resurrected Lord standing before that man.
基督已经复活站在神的面前。
And his whole life had become filled with this one message.
当保罗看见他一生就被基督所充满。
Now, what about us?
那我们今天是怎样呢?
Let us give ourselves to prayer.
让我们把自己更投入祷告中。
I think we finished on good time today.
我知道我们今天结束的时间刚好。
And because we are having a outreach next Saturday,
这因为下个星期六我们就有这个音乐的布道会。
I want to encourage as many as you can to come for prayer on Wednesday night.
我又想鼓励你们啊，能够来参加星期三晚上教会的祷告。
It starts at 8 o'clock.
是从八点钟开始。
And don't worry, you'll all have a chance to pray.
因为你们都会有机会可以开声祷告。
Doesn't matter if there's 50 or 100, we'll break into small groups.For time of prayer.
无论是有50人、100人，我们都分成小组来祷告。
But what we'll do right now is spend a little time in prayer.
而我们现在也就在这里花一点时间来祷告。
Because we're going to use this time.
我们要应用这个时间。
So, I'm only going to ask one brother and one sister if they will pray for the next.Saturday night outreach, that God will use that to even change the lives of men and women.
So, 在这里，我们把时间给一位弟兄和一个姐妹。你若是感动的话，你可以开声的为下个星期六晚上我们福音布道会祷告。
Shall we pray?
让我们低头。
One brother, one sister, thank you.
我们请一位弟兄，一位姐妹，受感动就开声祷告。
Don't delay.
I pray that you will burn us with passion, with love for the lost soul. We pray that your mighty power be manifested in this coming outreach. Father, we care for ourselves. We pray that you will be preached. Christ and Him crucified be preached. What a burden, at the same time, what a privilege. We sinners saved by grace and at this opportunity. So, Father, we thank you for this message. And I pray that you will truly, through the Holy Spirit, move us, mobilize us, to reach out to the Lord.
Amen.
May your name be glorious.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, any sister?
任何姐妹。
Amen. Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We'd like to thank for Ian for the message this morning.
我们感谢伊恩弟兄今天早上的分享。
As we come to this time of the year,
在我们现在这个时刻。
And I thank the Lord that this morning that we touch on our outreach to others.
我们感谢主，今天早上的信息就是关于怎样传耶稣基督的福音。
A verse that I'd like to share with you all as for when I was listening to